Okay, yeah, I'm doing that. Yes. Okay, my name's Claire Thomas. I live in Faversham and I'm an administrator. Well, the petition was started by a member of staff, and it was obviously upon hearing the news that the John Townsend Trust had gone into receivership. I think really we were just doing whatever we could at the time and still are to raise awareness and to try and make a difference, really, to stop the school closing. The school is very unique. It caters for children that have very specific needs. It's known as the Royal School for Deaf Children, but in fact it caters for children who are actually quite complex in many other ways as well. Alex, my son, isn't actually deaf, but his place is absolutely vital to us. It literally changed our lives as a family. But by the time we got the placement, we were on our knees as a family, so it saved our family life. And the thought that we're going to lose that is actually quite unthinkable. They don't all have hearing difficulties. It's still known as a deaf school. Many of the children have hearing difficulties. Many are completely deaf. Alex doesn't actually have any hearing difficulties, but he has communication difficulties. He's very complex, and the school is able to meet his behavioural needs, which is the reason we couldn't ultimately have him living at home. Yeah. Well, until we got the placement, we were literally not coping. Social services were supporting us with sort of packages of care that helped us. But usually by the time a family is successful in getting a placement at a school like this, and they're really quite few and far between, they have to literally have fought for quite a long time. They're struggling a lot. We were very sleep deprived. My other children were suffering. I've got a 16-year-old daughter who's only 18 months older than Alex. Her childhood was completely different to how it would have been if she hadn't had a sibling with all these additional needs. And the thought that actually we could be about to go back to that is very scary. I can't emphasise enough. I don't even know how to tell my daughter that it's been mentioned to me today by my social worker that we should have Alex back home, at least for an interim period. I don't know how we're going to cope with that, even with a care package in place. Because although Alex is the centre of our lives, he needs a very specific package of care in a residential environment, and a very specific behavioural management plan, which is what he's been getting. Yeah. It's scary. It's I've got a feeling of underlying panic the whole time. I've been trying to go about my usual business at work. I think I've been pretty useless at work, because all that is on my mind is the fact that you know, we're going to lose this provision that we need. Alex, before he went to the school, was actually very aggressive. Myself, my daughter and other members of the family were targeted daily by his aggression. He's made so much progress since he's been at the John Townsend Trust. I can't describe how well he's done there, but he does need this very carefully carried out routine by a team of people. He doesn't do well in a family environment, it's hard to admit, but that is the reason he got the placement. And the thought of going backwards and Alex going backwards is it's awful. I haven't really got the words to describe how I feel about that. I'm very, very scared. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic that it's happened. I'm not all that surprised, because I knew there'd be a public outcry. My biggest fear is that it's come well, we've done it very, very quickly, but in fact I think we're very much on borrowed time now. I think there's going to be a decision tomorrow, and we've got a very bad feeling about it, to be honest. Oh, very much so. What it's done is it's brought all of us families together. I've been speaking to parents that I've never really known, because the thing is, when your child's in a residential school, the parents don't really get to see each other. There's no sort of school gate culture. We're all dealing with our own lives, you know, managing our complex children, maintaining contacts. And what it's done, it's brought us all together. There's been a huge ethos of support, and the social media element has been fantastic, because it's enabled us all to talk to each other, and you know, that is a positive part. We've sort of made friends through it, really, all in the space of about 48 hours, as we've all sort of come together to try to cope with this. I think what we need now, and what will save the school now, is probably it's a financial thing, and I think we need some very quick, speedy, and significant financial support to save the school, which would at least allow the school to put together a short-term plan, buy us a bit of time, and then there would be a longer-term plan, hopefully put into effect. And I think that's what is needed, and an awareness is what could hopefully bring that about, if anything could now. I don't really think so, other than to emphasise that, you know, I think I've probably said, I've covered it already, but it's, I'm absolutely terrified of tomorrow and what's going to happen. The placement that we've had for Alex in the last few years, it changed everything for us. It enabled us to live life as a normal family, and it turned our relationship with Alex back around into something positive, and we watched him blossom, and we watched him grow. And he's a polite, well-mannered young man most of the time now, and we have a really good relationship with him. And the thought of that going backwards, being taken away, is unthinkable, and I know that I'm not alone in that. There's so many families with our complex sons and daughters that are in the same position. Yeah, no worries. Hang on a second.